This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to go live to Capitol Hill. Kelly Armstrong addressing reporters on the question of McCarthy as Speaker. Go ahead and take it.
If they lose the Republicans, they'll blame the establishment. And they'll continue down that path without ever actually having the responsibility of having to govern. We're going to test that theory today, and we might test it tomorrow, and we might test it the day after that. Because the vast majority of our conference believes that Kevin McCarthy is the right person to deliver on our agenda, to push back on the Biden administration, and to help us gain and retain and grow our majority. And that's the point. We're going to continue to move down that path because we're going to find out where we're at. We're not doing this because we think it's better for Kevin or better for Dusty or better for Kelly. We're doing it because we think it's better for our constituents and better for the American people. And nobody cares about this inside baseball crowd.
Now, you talked about
questions. All right, we'll go here. We'll go here.
Now, you guys talked a minute ago. You talked specifically about Mr. McCarthy. You know, didn't have to work this out over the summer because you didn't know if you would have the majority. But that said, taking this to this point, is that a concern that maybe this should have been worked out at some point, and that does undercut his potential to lead the Republican Congress?
Look, at the end of the day, McCarthy has made tremendous concessions to this small minority of individuals. A litany of things, some of which are actually very good rules changes, some of which I think are questionable. The motion to vacate, the majority of the members do not want a single individual to be able to make that motion. And there was a discussion around, you know, a variety of numbers. Should it be a quarter of the conference, 50 members? You know, it ended up at 5. Not everybody was happy with a 5-member motion to vacate threshold. But at the end of the day, that's where we are. He has made so many concessions. And then last night at the, you know, 11th hour, it's another list of, well, if we can have these people on these committees, then we might be willing to get you to the 218. Where does it end? You know, at what point do you stop and say, wait a minute, I'm the one that's trying to move this conference forward, and you don't get to dictate what the rest of the conference does.
I just stood right here and heard Scott Perry say that he doesn't take orders from anybody in this town, and you know what? He's not the only one.
So there you have the two perspectives on Kevin.
C-SPAN is breaking away from that now, so this is turning into quite the thing. Fox is reporting right now on Fox Business that 14 Republicans say they won't support McCarthy. I've not heard that number until right now. We've been dealing with 5. Right before Kelly Armstrong and the other two, Dusty Johnson from South Dakota, and the third member whose name I didn't catch, spoke, there were 3 members, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, and another fellow from Pennsylvania.
The gal was from Oklahoma, a representative from Oklahoma. I didn't get her name either.
Oh, in this last conversation?
Yeah, with Kevin, yeah.
Yeah, but there were only 3 that were speaking. So I don't know if that means the numbers of opposition are dwindling or what the heck to make out of that. But anyway, the caucus just broke up, meaning the conversation they have behind closed doors to try and sort stuff out. But you heard Kelly Armstrong say, you know, today, tomorrow, the day after, we'll keep voting as long as it takes to fix this, suggests that this is going to be not a quick thing, that they're going to settle, that they expect this fight to go on for some time. So away we go, right? Away we go. Well, Mark in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on, Scott. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Well, so I'm downstate, state capitol here in Minnesota. Just elected the Senate minority leader, so we're kicking off the session today down in St. Paul. So wild day down here. It doesn't sound like it's quite as wild as it is over in the Capitol in D.C.
Yeah, very interesting. No kidding. I was just talking a little bit about the lack of representation for outstate Minnesota in this new legislative session, that the gains came largely in the metro area. What's that going to look like down there?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. So we're sitting down in St. Paul, and today's the first day of the session, the first day that Democrats take over full control of all the constitutional offices, everything from the governor down to the auditor, to everybody on the constitutional side, the state house, and then also the state senate. So the full control. And when you look at that, you know, that's mostly metro area folks. And then you look at the committee structures that we have, and they've put us at at least a two-vote, a lot of times a three-vote disadvantage, which means that rural Minnesota, in this case, really has no representation within the Senate on those committees. So it's pretty bleak outlook when you look at how those structures are set up and the voice that we're going to have in this government.
So what do you do?
Well, we got to make sure that, for the first part, we are there. We're trying to help where we can. I know there's a lot of policies that are going to be coming down that are going to be pretty radical. You know, single-payer health care, which kills health care in Minnesota. You've got paid family leave, which is going to be the solution that the Democrats have come up with, is a 400-member bureaucracy in Minnesota that's going to fire up and more taxes on business. So Fargo is going to get a few more businesses, I would imagine, if this stuff goes through. Moorhead's going to be moving over that way. You know, just the litany. So our goal is to really try to soften a lot of those blows, try to stop that. But, you know, we're at a disadvantage. We don't have the votes right now. So making sure that we're bringing along Minnesotans and showing here's a solution that Democrats are bringing to you. They're killing Minnesota through the businesses, through the families, through the way that they are operating. We have a better vision for that. And so we're going to be working hard to make sure Minnesotans know that. So in 2 years when the House is up, we can get that. In 4 years when the governor, all the constitutional offices are up, we can get that in the Senate. So that's our goal. That's what we're working for.
Yeah, I guess that's what you're reduced to, right? Is just telling Minnesotans just how bad things are from a Walz administration and a Democratic majority.
In 2040, we're supposed to be completely 100% carbon free over here in Minnesota. That's one of the top priorities that they've got going on. So that just kind of leads you to just shows you exactly the radical agenda that they're going to be going for going forward. So yeah, I mean, pointing these things out, some of these things are clearly not feasible in the state, but they're going to try them anyways.
What will you consider a victory this session?
A victory would be stopping that a lot of that agenda. You know, so we want to make sure that we're doing a great job of telling people in Minnesota, here's what's going on. Do you think that's going to work in your community, in your town, in, you know, in your family? And for most of the cases, you know, let's talk about public safety. You know, they want to reduce the accountability for judges and prosecutors and also reduce the accountability to criminals. You know, they want to fire up more gun laws in Minnesota. Well, we've got all sorts of gun laws in this state that they are not enforcing, and yet they want to put on more. So if we can make sure that we're getting the message out there so people know what is happening and they can push back on their Democrat representatives and senators and the governor and enough to make sure that we're stopping some of these things, those would be huge victories in my book.
Yeah. And that's something we can look forward to. We look forward to chatting with you throughout the session for sure, and keeping tabs on could be a challenging time for sure, but at least have an idea of what's happening, Mark. I appreciate your call today.
Hey, thank you so much, Scott. Appreciate it. Anytime.
You bet. Take care. That's tough. That's tough. You know, you look at Republicans in North Dakota, in a state that's gaining population, by the way, versus a state that's losing population, and that's an ouch. I have a lot of empathy for them, but let's keep cranking on it, right?
All you can do.
That's all they can do. We asked our listeners how it is that North Dakota made history. Where what they make of this? A few comments. How many are legally here? Says one. Plenty of new transplants here that should go back to where they came from. I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking, come on in, especially with your analysis, Kev, that these are blue state folks trying to get to a red state. They're one of us.
There's no world where we're going to disagree with your text or your thoughts that if they're here illegally, of course, they got to go back to, you know, and that's a whole different conversation. But, yeah, people that are just moving, that are citizens moving from state to state or whatever. I mean, and I promise you, they're not leaving the state and bringing blue values to your red state. They're leaving the blue state because it sucks. and the taxes are too high, and the crime is crazy. Okay, and I don't want that. I want to go to South Dakota, North Dakota, Texas, wherever, Florida, where that isn't a problem.
Another listener,
and they're not bringing that with them.
Mark says this winter should bring them to their senses.
Yeah, well, there's that, yeah. Why do we live here? To prove we can.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly right. Arthur says, and only 20 Democrats outside of Fargo and Grand Forks. Maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
Someone says, we're holding our ground here best in Otter Tail County. We can't. Why give up and run? Kevin knows what's at stake here in Minnesota, especially all of western Minnesota is still red. No question that the bulk of the state is still red. The problem is outvoting the massive populations in the metro and in Duluth and Mankato.
Record population in North Dakota. Minnesota losing population. You do the math. Fascinating conversation. Big game. James going to check in here in just a little bit. We continue the countdown to Sunday's matchup in a big FCS championship showdown between NDSU and SDSU. Mark Wagner will be here to talk about something related to trust today on the program, too. He's back.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Catchin' Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Catchin' Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Craigness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westo, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you by MyPillow. There are New Year specials a go-go. New Year, new gear, lots of great specials. MyPillow.com. Always remember to use the promo code Scott, because you're going to go to MyPillow.com and you're going to see a great price and think, ah, that's a pretty good price. Wow, the promo code makes it even better. My coffee is a new product. This one came in 2022, and people are raving about it. You can get that at mystore.com. Those are entrepreneurs, small business people that have great products. Find those at mystore.com. Same thing to use the promo code Scott. The pillows, the sheets, the towels, the slippers, the moccasins, and so much more at mypillow.com. Or mystore.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Here he is, the one and only big game, James McCarty. Countdown to the big game for all the enchiladas down there in Texas.
We're one more sleep closer.
Exactly right.
That's what I care about.
Sunday's game between the NDSU Bison and the SDSU Jackrabbits.
I cannot wait for this game, and thank you to some of our friends for helping make it possible. With Welton's Tire Service, your family-owned tire dealer on Main Street in Lisbon, online at weltonstire.net. Traditions Restaurant and Bar, a great place to start and continue traditions. Cole Papers, they've been providing good service quality products with integrity since 1918. And ND Estate Services, affordable, focused. ND Estate Services, visit ndestateservices.com for helping make everything possible.
And don't forget, they're bringing the Gate City Bank Fan Cam down there.
Oh, the Frisco Fan Cam presented by Gate City Bank. That's some next-level stuff right there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think that's a great way where, you know, as much as you want to go, you can't go, but you really want to feel what's happening down there. That's a good way to live vicariously through the folks that are there.
Well, and, you know, most every year, so I've done it twice. This is now my third time's the charm. Maybe I won't get yelled at this year, right? That's kind of the goal. Well, I honestly, as long as Michael's recording, I think it'll be okay either way, whether I get yelled at or not. But we've been able to get some really great videos the last couple of years. I remember one of the assistants, was it Tyler Roll's wife possibly, with their children. We got a video of that a couple of years ago, just kind of talking with them, the experience. I remember going to one of the restaurants in Frisco, and they had the American flag on the top of their staff. They had the Texas state flag in the middle, and right below that was the Bison flag a couple of years ago.
Smart business right there.
It's genius is what it is. Now the whole question is, did anybody from Brookings make friends in the spring of 2021, and will we see any of those blue flags wavering in the Frisco air with some of those restaurants? But lots of great storylines and different things that even some people that go to Frisco, they don't even realize when they're there, because you're looking at everything. You're like a kid looking outside and seeing color for the first time, like a bobblehead looking around. But at the same time, once you see something that you love, you get that tunnel vision. So there's all kinds of different crazy kind of niches and things that go on, and we're able to get some of those videos and some of those stories, and it's awesome. Thanks to Gate City Bank for helping make that possible. And we may or may not have a couple things up our sleeves with having Jace, a second voice and a second person to look at and make fun of on camera for one, and then Michael with his, Oscar-type, you know, videography that he does is unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's going to be wonderful. You're going to like it. Anything new on the X's and O's?
Nothing insane as of the last 24 hours, but I'm going to spill the beans for you, all right?
Let's do it.
Our Frisco Frenzy podcast.
Yeah.
The reason that I've been bouncing around my times with you today is because we've got a former Bison in studio today recording a podcast with us. It's Nate Tangway. You know, a couple of time captain, a couple of time, you know, national champion, and a guy who...
Big fella, don't make him mad.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad he's on our side.
Yeah.
Because, I feel a little bit better. It's like a personal bodyguard having Nate around. Great guy, though, and of course, just being able to get in his head a bit. And right now, talking a little defensive line with him, too. Mix some of that senior leadership with some of that inexperience and kind of youth-filled freshman mentality, and the rematch with South Dakota State, and getting in his head on a lot of that stuff is an absolute blast. And that podcast will be dropping tomorrow morning right here on AM1100TheFlag.com on the sports and podcast tabs. And then, of course, your favorite streaming platform, whether that's Spotify, it's Apple Podcasts, whatever you enjoy most, you download it on there. And then you get to listen to that on the plane while you fly down to Frisco, or while you drive home from the family from the holidays. Or maybe, you know what, the boss made you mad and you need a little bit of a break, you go and listen to some football talk.
It's great content. It's good stuff. Really, really good. You're going to enjoy every minute of it. Just give us a little bit of a tease. Does Nate think the Bison come away with a victory?
I haven't fully asked him that question yet, but I'll put it this way. Nate is, he's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And that kind of green and gold that he grew up with and those the cheese peoples.
Right. Cheese peoples.
It moved with him in the green and gold and in his Bison jersey. He's a green and golder for life. He is. We'll put it that way.
Right.
Yeah, there's not much stopping him from saying and having all the confidence in the world in his Bison. That's for dang sure.
Beautiful. We'll let you get back to the podcast and look forward to chatting tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate it. Thank you, Scotty.
Big Game James McCarty, our sports director, right here on AM 1100, The Flag, AM 1090, The Flag. Always appreciate his good work, and they are headed for Frisco, Texas. And we'll have a lot of reports from Frisco coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and, of course, the recap on Monday. You know, I compare the buildup to this game to some of the first few times the Bison went down to Frisco. And, you know, it's a big game. They're playing SDSU. It's a big game. But it just doesn't feel like, you know, it has the same amount of it's
fervor.
It's a product of the success of the Bison.
Exactly.
That there is not that
routine kind of
anticipation and excitement. And, yeah, it's just kind of, well, they're back. Go down there. Take on Frisco. Do what you can do. Yeah. So, I challenge you to not take this for granted. Because, you know, it may not last forever. Texter says, the whole Republican House debacle comes down to a simple thing. Quit supporting Biden's BS agenda. Voting with Dems on omnibus or other Ukraine funding is wrong. Those supporting McCarthy keep saying he's conceding many things to the Freedom Caucus. So what? The conservatives want all conservatives to be conservative. Also, the media is complicit in stirring the pot, just like the media can't report the word illegal immigration, but all say immigration instead. Interesting. Listener said we should be encouraging conservatives nationwide to move to red states. Yeah, blue states are gone. Minnesota's not going to be a red state ever. So you might as well encourage conservatives in Minnesota. I agree with that. Have you?
I remain hopeful.
you think you see a day where there's a red state Minnesota?
I remain hopeful.
Okay.
I gotta. I'm a happy warrior.
You're the eternal optimist.
I gotta stay in the fight.
Yeah.
Or move to Florida, which might happen too.
South Dakota listener says, why don't they pick Kerry Lake for speaker and chase out the rhino?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Polls keep showing a very tight race between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. This could be the biggest political battle ever. Now Newsmax wants to know what you think. They're conducting an urgent poll asking if President Trump should continue his run for president again. Or is DeSantis better? Vote in the Newsmax poll on Donald Trump. All you need to do is text the word zone to 39747. Again, that's the word zone to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I watch Newsmax for the news I can trust. Newsmax is carried on every major cable system. If your cable system doesn't carry them, call them and demand it. Be sure to vote a Newsmax poll on whether Trump should run again. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
USA News Update. With 5 minutes and 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter of last night's Monday night football game between the Bengals and the Bills, 24-year-old Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Damar remains in critical condition. NFL expert Adam Schefter on ESPN Monday night, shortly after the game was postponed for another day.
Where someone's hurt, an ambulance comes on the field, and it never, ever gets less chilling or less jarring, ever. And when it's on a platform like this, a stage like this, And you see that happen. It's awful. It's awful.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, was making final concessions Monday to convince the GOP leadership to gain more support ahead of Tuesday's vote for Speaker of the House. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
At PetroServe USA are waiting for you today for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Kind of hungry, Kev? I think
always.
About that time, you know, you start thinking about what's lunch going to be today. What could it be? Well, I'll tell you what.
Hit me with Glendon. What's Glendon got today?
Stuffed peppers.
So, you know, I don't mind stuffed peppers. I'm going to go with the 4 for $4, though. But what I love about PetroServe USA is I get choices.
Yes. I would also say this. How many convenience stores do you walk into that have stuffed peppers?
Scratch cooking. Yeah. I mean,
I mean, unbelievable.
Nowhere.
Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. This is the best. Valley City hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Harwood meatball subs. Orange chicken on 12th and I-29. NP Avenue Swedish meatballs. Stuffed peppers in Glendon. Meatloaf in Yulin. Barbecued pulled pork sandwich. On 45th Street in Fargo. So there you go. That's at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's a great way to go. Our friend Mark Wagner is here, and Mark is such a resource, such a wonderful friend to so many that is helping folks, you know, save, giving Uncle Sam a lot of money, but most importantly, giving you that peace of mind at the end of the process. And we're going to talk a little bit about today about people thinking that they're fine because they have a will,
yes,
but they're not, and how to avoid probate and protect from guardianship, save taxes, and achieve peace of mind. That's what we're going to tackle in the next half hour here today on our program.
Absolutely. Yep.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, sir. Thanks. It's always a pleasure saying hi to you, Scott, and seeing your entire staff. I would encourage all of your listeners up here, if they haven't taken the time to stop by and see this wonderful facility that you guys have. Oh, take a couple minutes over here and just to take a look at it. They'll be just so impressed. I think it's one of the highlights in Fargo. You walk in, you see the great big flag up there. It's a champion of freedom, and that's what we need more and more in America is more freedom.
We do.
Less government.
We do that.
And less government, more freedom, absolutely.
Speaking of those listeners, you've helped so many of them. Before we talk a little bit about what we want to, you know, tell people about today, just tell me a little bit about how many great relationships you had and how many, you know, the sense of pride and joy that you get from the people that you've helped.
Well, thanks, Scott. It's really been a journey probably the past 8-10 years. It started out with me and Sherry praying together, asking God, what's our next step? When what you have for us, because Obamacare happened, and I used to be in the health market, and instead of getting paid, Obamacare said, the government said they need to reduce their overhead to insurance companies over 35%. Well, guess what all my commissions were called? Overhead. And so we went from making, we had over 50 small businesses on the books. We had countless individual medical. I had people call me from the oil company all over the country. And we went from making a very good paycheck down to four little kids. How are we gonna pay our bills? My dad gave me $1,000. And but then I remembered, oh, I helped this farmer. He bought health insurance. And when I got done with him, we were just visiting, they brought out this binder. And they go, Mark, you did such a good job on that. Do you know anything about this estate plan? Every time we call the attorney, the only thing that happens, we get a bill for $1,000 and nothing ever gets done. And I'm at the point where I want to throw it out, but it's not done yet, Mark. Do you know anything about that? You know how many times that happened? And so I looked to Sherry. I said, honey, I think we need to start an estate planning business that, number one, educates people, but then, number two, serves people. And number three, we don't discriminate. Our services, as you know, are what, Scott? Flat what?
Flat fee.
Flat fee.
Yeah.
I just helped a family over in Bismarck, and he got done talking to some firms up there. And he goes, Mark, by you helping us, just so you know, the difference was over $10,000. I go, really? I said, well, if you want, you can make that. You can put another zero on that check if you want. But, no, that's, I mean, because of that, what happens is they tell their neighbors and they tell their friends. And it's powerful. It's impactful. I knowing that we're not only helping them to save taxes, but we're also protecting their heirs.
So, we ask, Mark to come on. He has ND Estate Services as a service to our listeners. This is about, giving you an opportunity to have the benefit that these other folks have. So I'd encourage you to just lean in a little bit and say, maybe this is for me. And the big thing is avoiding probate, right?
People don't realize that when you die, if you have real property, in other words, you own a house, if when you die, that property by state law, state statute, that if you die, that is mandatory, has to be probated. Now, it probates, some of them are really simple, some of them are very easy, but a lot of them are very costly.
Long.
Take long. I had one of my clients that bought health insurance from me, called me 3 or 4 months ago. Her son took his life, and he only had an apartment. They had to hire an attorney for over $5,000 to go through the... He didn't have a will, so he died intestate, but they still had to give an attorney over $5,000. By getting a revocable trust, even he didn't have anything, but they would have saved over $1,200. And they just, they would have let us help them. I mean, but on our fees there. But yeah, most people think that if I have a will, I'm good to go. But you know what? The problem is this, and I get a lot of people that don't understand it. They go, well, Mark, I think we got it okay because mom has the power of attorney and I'm taking care of everything right now. But let me tell you this. When does that power of attorney end? When you die. After your family, your mom and dad die, you cannot pay the bills because that power of attorney is done. Mm-hmm. By law, then it has to be probated. So they have to get a judge court order to transfer assets. When someone gets a revocable living trust, the person can still pay the bills when mom and dad's incapacitated, but when you die, that power of attorney still ceases, then the trustee successor powers pick up seamlessly. And because there's no public record, there's no contestation on any assets. Because there's no contestation of any assets, it's a peaceful, private settlement every single time.
And that private part is, I think, important to people that spend years building their wealth and don't want their neighbors and people across town and everywhere else to have all that in the newspaper. So that's an important point.
You know, you're right. I mean, privacy is so very important. I mean, we're alerted all the time of people getting our information. And how they find out that they have information, because when you die, everything is public record.
Yeah.
And when you're incapacitated, if you don't have a guardianship, people don't also understand that when you're incapacitated, somebody just can't necessarily help you. They have to appoint what they call a guardian of the estate.
You don't want that.
You don't want that. You don't want that. Then everything that's said and done has to be approved by a judge, and then everything that they do in court is 100% what? Public record.
Yeah.
Public record, and everybody knows it. No, most people want to keep it private. Now, if you just lived in a little apartment like that family that called me here and their son ended his life, you know, a trust is overkill if you don't have real property. Or what typically happens, too, is here in North Dakota, you know how many people have property down in Florida, Texas, Arizona? So there's not going to be one probate on the estate, Scott. There's going to be at least how many? In every state you have. Or in Minnesota, you got a lake home.
It's another probate.
Another probate.
Unless
you have just because you have a trust, remember, a trust is just the legal agreement. Now you need somebody, now you have to get it properly funded. A well-written and properly funded trust then avoids the probate. So you need that person to meet with you and say, okay, we got to make sure this is done. We got to go to the banks.
And, you know, it sounds like a lot of hassles. It's not, because Mark's so good at it. Marie and I did this for our family and thoroughly enjoyed the process. Really enjoyed it because you really make it easy.
Well, our job, honestly, is to take that complicated process. And my job is to make it simple for you and your family. And what an attorney would love to do, he would love to make this so complicated you don't know which direction you're being pulled.
And you're writing checks.
Time he gets done, you got a maybe a $20,000 check.
I would also say you're saving a lot of taxes.
You are definitely saving tax. Well, remember that bill that Virginia Manchin guy he didn't vote for 2 years ago? If that would have passed, the only way that you would have avoided probate on your estate, but they would tax all estates at 20% unless your land was funded into a grantor trust, i.e. a revocable living trust or an irrevocable trust. Those are the only properties that would have avoided that 20% tax regardless. And that's exactly what we help people do. So
I think the most important thing in everything you've talked about, of avoiding probate, protecting from guardianship, saving taxes, all important. And just that, saving attorney's fees, you went on a number of things. But I think the most important thing is just knowing all of this is taken care of. You don't have this sister fighting with that sister and that brother fighting with that brother and, you know, wait a minute, they told me this. It's all in black and white.
Absolutely, because what happens as soon as we get the death certificates, we don't need a court order to transfer assets. The trustee, all he does is he goes ahead and gives the beneficiaries of the estate their assets. Now, if the other thing the revocable trust does, too, is it actually protects your heirs. Well, Mark, what do you mean it protects my heirs? Over 50% of all marriages in our country are going south, get a divorce. Then there's a lot of legal issues. Well, what if your heirs are going through a divorce and all of a sudden, if it's in a will, he just inherits that money right now? Well, what's going to happen is, you know, that's just not going to fly. Those monies are going to be frozen.
Hold that thought. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. ND Estate Services. Such a pleasure to chat with our friend Mark Wagner today on the program, and we'll continue this conversation after a short time out. Wrap up the program on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind, kind of a holding pattern going on in the battle for speaker. I don't know when the first vote will happen, but a lot of horse trading going on, and we're not seeing a whole lot happen, so we'll keep you posted there. I have seen a report that the number of people that oppose the speakership has grown to like 14 now from 5 for Speaker McCarthy. I keep saying Speaker McCarthy. He's not Speaker McCarthy yet. He's candidate for Speaker Kevin McCarthy. But nothing happening as of now, and we'll keep you posted. Anything new on the Buffalo Bill?
Nope. Still in critical condition.
Yeah.
Still on a ventilator. Vitals are normal. So.
Which is a good
thing. It's going to be a bit of a road out of this, I think, for him.
Yeah. And NFL saying that game is postponed indefinitely, which I don't see how they can do that, but... Unless they come to some agreement on who won or
Well, maybe they go with the winner when they called it, it'd be Cincy because they were up 7-3.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so we've been watching those stories for you throughout the day. Continuing our conversation with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, before the break, and by the way, if you have a question or comment for Mark, certainly welcome on the program. You can text us 701-237-1590. We have a few minutes left here. We'll get your questions answered from the pro himself. The questions and the answers on estate planning, welcome today. We're just talking a little bit about achieving peace of mind with this. And talk about what your clients say about that.
It's amazing because they'll come back and the first thing they say is after we get everything done, they'll say, Mark, do I owe you any more money? I said, no, everything is on a flat fee. We do not discriminate if you have money or not. I don't go ahead and it's a flat fee I charge. But if you're an orphan or you're a widow or you're a minister or a missionary or a pastor, I've done a lot of those for free. Everything. We'd pay for even the legal. If you need a referral if you don't have your own attorney and you want to use ones we recommend, we'd even pay for that. If you're a missionary, if you're a pastor or a widow, the Bible says true and upright religion is one that takes care of widows and orphans, and we honor that. And God honors us by honoring that. He really does. If we honor him and his word, that comes back to a guy 100-fold. I guarantee it. It does every single time.
Well, and speaking of a widow, imagine, you're losing a life partner, and now you have all these questions about, okay, what is where, and, what all of that in that binder for one flat fee.
Yeah, what also people don't realize is that a lot of well-meaning CPAs, a lot of well-meaning other people considered legal professionals, they tell people that, it's okay. You don't necessarily need a revocable living trust. And when I get calls from like that, this is what I tell my clients to do, or people that fill out a sheet and on that sheet saying, address the professional and saying that they would be responsible for any and all probate fees due to the estate. And I assume those responsibilities, have them sign it. And guess what? I have never had one of them sign it yet. They will not do it.
I bet
not. Let me ask you, am I lying or what?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Mark, what
Absolutely
about
not.
It seems to me like it, I think about this like with a banker. You see these banking apps, I'd rather know my banker. What about the online versions of all of this? Do your will online, establish a trust, an LLC. You can do it all online at this site or that site.
Do you trust it?
I don't think I would.
I would just say that, and I tell people a well-written and properly funded trust, if the document's not well-written, it's not going to achieve the objective.
I would also add this. Mark asks a ton of questions. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? We were talking off the break. Mineral interests.
Yes. That's right. We get a lot of people say, Mark, I just don't have the surface rights. I also have the mineral rights as well. What leads me to another black eye in our state. It helped a lot of people out in the oil country. And this one little lady brought up her mineral statement. She goes, Mark, how come I'm giving this much to North Dakota? It says North Dakota. It was significant. It was almost up to 50% of her minerals. I said, by chance, did your husband or your dad get a loan from the Bank of North Dakota? Well, yeah, I think he did. Well, guess what? When the Bank of North Dakota started and you got a loan from them, you go ahead and have to forfeit up to 50%. And let me ask you this. We have a senator that used to be in the banking business.
It was a governor.
He was a governor.
Yeah.
God bless him, but you know what? I don't trust the government. Trust your family, not the government people.
Get a pencil. I'm going to give you Mark's number in a moment here. A quick question from a texter. Does he do estates in Minnesota or only North Dakota?
We do them in the tri-state area. Also, I get a lot of calls from South Dakota. Matter of fact, we're getting an office started in Minneapolis.
What's the website?
NDEstateServices.com.
NDEstateServices.com.
I get it myself, so please be...
Or call this number, 318-0908, 701-318-0908.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.